U.S. President Barack Obama and congressional Republicans will meet later today to try and reach a budget deal. The U.S. Treasury says it will run out of money on August 2nd if a deal is not reached. Charles Collins reports.
United States President Barack Obama and the Republican-controlled Congress could not reach a budget deal on Sunday night, remaining deadlocked on the issue of new taxes. The Democrats say they are necessary, while the Republicans say they will not back any increases. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell explained to Fox News.
To get a big package would require big tax increases in the middle of an economic situation that's extraordinarily difficult with 9.2% unemployment. We think it's a terrible idea. It's a job killer.
Time is running short to break the impasse. The Treasury Department has warned that it will run out of money to cover the country's bills if Congress does not raise the $14.3 trillion debt limit by August the 2nd. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told ABC News this would be catastrophic.
No responsible leader would say the United States of America, for the first time in its history, should not pay its bills, meet its obligations. That would be catastrophic for the economy.
Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund's new chief, Christine Lagarde, said that if the U.S. fails to raise its debt limit, she foresees interest hikes, stock markets taking a huge hit, and real nasty consequences for the American and global economies. I'm Charles Collins.